Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us as we slice the seal on another episode of the Case Fresh podcast. I am the Fig Heel, and to my right is my friend.
Hey, the Fig Vault.
I'm loving the house, man. You did a really great job with the house.
Yeah, I mean, we've been pretty successful the last 2 weeks, and you know, it's paying off.
So speaking of the last 2 weeks, we've had some mic issues, and that was the first thing I want to talk about. All right. First week you had mic issues, that we had to fix in post. And last week I had mic issues that only one person noticed, but still I noticed it. And it drove me nuts. My microphone was not even hooked up last week. The camera was recording all my audio. So if you heard an echo, that's where it came from. But this week we have our mics all linked up, all synced, and we are ready to rock and roll. So first thing I want to talk about is I want to send a huge thank you to everybody who showed us love the past 2 weeks, sharing the pod, who left a review. We have a ton of reviews, all not just on Apple, like all over the place. I was shocked. There's podcast sites that I've never even heard of, and there's reviews for us on there. People who shared, linked, all kinds of stuff, man. We got a lot of love.
Yeah, that's all real huge stuff for us. We appreciate it all. We notice it all. After we did the pilot one, it was a little, like, shit. But then, like, once we kicked it off with the first episode, you guys really showed out and showed us a lot of love. And we notice it, and we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. We talk about it privately to each other, like how much it means to us. But yeah, so much love. But also, dude, we got two huge rubs and shout outs from two of the biggest in the community. Number one being the Major Wrestling Figure podcast. Our friends Matt, Brian, and Mark over there showed us a lot of love. You know, gave a lot of love to the podcast, which meant a lot. Didn't ask them for that, you know. So to be noticed and recognized like that, really, I don't know, that touched me. You know what I mean? That really
definitely
hit me here.
Definitely. And I wasn't expecting anything like that. And then we got tagged in that X post, and I was like, oh shit, those are the goats that we listen to every week. You know what I mean? Like, so them like shouting us out and on Instagram, it was really nice. And then on the podcast, another one. And we really want to thank those guys for that. And Matt Cardona in particular for bringing it up. He's the GOAT. And
I did not see that coming. I genuinely did not see that coming. Another thing I didn't see coming, and I literally just saw it 20 minutes before we recorded, our friend, My Damn Toys.
What?
Yeah. So, My Damn Toys, he actually hit me up the day after we dropped our last episode, and he listened to the whole thing because it's towards the end. We're talking about the Jeff Hardy entrance greats, right?
Yes.
And he said he loved our conversation that we had about it. He said it inspired me to make a video for my channel about the lore of Jeff Hardy action figures and how he did have a lot of action figures in his Mattel run, but none of them were like that definitive Jeff Hardy. And like, he goes on about this thing, and he was like, you guys really inspired this video. I watched the video today because I was like, oh, I want to see what he says about it. At the end, he gives us the biggest shout out and plug and says like how great the show is and, you know, what great guys we are, which, like, you know, I'm talking about MDT. That's another goat in the community, you know what I mean?
1,000% love, Trey.
Absolutely. So shout out to MDT. Shout out to Major. Shout out to everybody, man. Like, so I can't even begin to name everybody who gave us love. So thank you. One more piece of follow-up two pieces of follow-up. Number one is we talked about AEW figures last week, and we talked about how Blade Runner Sting was canceled, and we talked about how Surfer Sting was canceled, and I mentioned how Brandon Cutler was canceled. So I have an anonymous source who reached out to me, did not want to be named, but said that they are not. They are coming.
Ooh.
And
you didn't even share this with me.
Yes. So They did not want to be named, but they're not coming. I mean, they are coming. Sorry, they are coming. They're not canceled. And we talked back and forth, and what I came down to the conclusion was all of the lineup changes create a lot of confusion in the community. They released all these lineups that were so far ahead of where they were, and there's multiple lineups, multiple different lineups for the same series, right? So let me share my screen really quickly of some of these lineups. So right here is one of them. We are going to talk about it. So this is the AEW Unmatched Series 11, which I presume this is still coming and unchanged at this point. And as you can see, Blade Runner Sting is there.
Love it.
You know, so this is all good. This is all good. We were wrong. There is a, you know, Surfer Sting and everything like that. But we were talking about Brandon Cutler. Now look at this. Unmatched Series 9. Unmatched Series 9 does not have any of these guys in it. The current Unmatched Series 9. Okay. This is where it gets weird. Unmatched Series 9 now consists of what was the original Unmatched Series 10. Minus William Regal. So, I mean, do you see how where the confusion comes from? You start to think, oh, yeah. Stuff's canceled. But then Unmatched Series 10 was shown to have Brandon Cutler in it. So now he went from 9 to 10. 10 went from 10 to 9. So that confuses people. Not to mention...
You think they just messed that up? Just switched those numbers around by accident?
No. No, because the other one had Regal in it, and Regal was pulled because obviously he went to WWE. Yeah. I think another thing that adds confusion is Abaddon, that whole thing getting pulled. So then I think people see Brandon Cutler and are like, whoa, this is so outdated. Like, there's no way this is coming.
But, I want it.
Oh, my God. I want this figure so bad.
Yeah. But I need it.
So our, we're not perfect, right? We make mistakes. You know, there's so much going on in the world of wrestling figures that it's easy to confuse things with so many different companies, so many different lineups being made. Another piece of follow-up that I wanted to move on to, I know we're really spitfiring this, but I don't know if you have them. Did you bring the cards?
The cards?
The cards you were going to show. The German cards?
I didn't, but I might have them.
All right, next week you got to bring them. Next week you got to bring them. And the last...
I might have a home. Mom! I'm just kidding. Now, my wife, Claudia, just had her mother-in-law over, and she was in this room a lot. So, you know what? I see him right now. Hold on.
All right, cool. So, he talked about these German cards from, like, the new gen era that were so cool. They're so much better than any of the trading cards that we got here in the States. And, you know, it's so hard to know things that are going on in other countries, let alone our own, because there's so much stuff going on. But Joe got these recently and showed them off, and man, are they so cool. Joe, unfortunately, you might have to turn off that background so you could show them.
Man.
Sorry, man. But yeah, so he got these German cards, and man, they look awesome. There's so many unique pictures. What was the one you were talking about? Skinner and such like that. Some really cool stuff in there. So I wanted you to bring them on, show people what you were talking about, just a few that really stand out to you of things that, like, you know, are so much better than what we got in the States. And
yeah, they do a better job of the studio shots. Like, I like studio shots and like oddball stuff. Like, yeah, check out that Marty Jannetty picture.
Marty. Look at that.
That's
thing.
Ridiculous. That's so fucking cool.
It's so baller.
Anvil.
I mean, like,
I don't think we got any of the new energy Neidhards in card form.
No.
Shout out to Cusetown, his favorite tag team of all time, the Beverly Brothers.
Look at that, man.
Yeah, like, there's just so many like cool cards. And I discovered these because I'm a big Sergeant Slaughter guy, and they had a lot of sympathizer Sarges.
Yeah. But, at one point, you were going to be a Sarge completist.
Yes.
Anything to work related. And I was like, dude, you're crazy. You know how much like boot, you were even going to go bootleg. I was like, you know, like things like you wanted to have every single piece of Sarge stuff. And I was like, dude, he has way more than you even think, like stuff that we don't even know about. But
I could have did it. I just the thing that threw me off was the one of 100 at the Toy Fair.
Yeah,
that one. And then it was like, oh, and then there's there was another one of 100. It was the same thing, but it was like an employee edition or some shit.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, I got to get two of them. And, you know, they're usually like $1,200 each. And I'm like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah. Screw that, dude.
Check out that Skinner. Come on.
Oh, my God. Coming out of the swamp. Blade in the mouth.
Bro, look at that IRS. Come on, bro. Like, it's just, there's just so many. There's so many bangers.
Absolutely. So
many bangers.
But I just wanted you to show off a couple of them so people could see what you were talking about. And maybe they can go on eBay, check them out, go on, like, I think it's wrestlingcards.com or something like that. There's a website where it is all the checklists and basically scans of these cards so you could check them out. But I think they're awesome.
I'll give him a shout out on Twitter, but it's Husker Haves. He has like every checklist for like every wrestling figure card. But look at this Undertaker with the casket. That's my favorite Undertaker card of all time. That's the main reason why I got this set.
Now that Sarge and that Big Bully Busick, are you kidding me? Look at that Sarge shot of him just walking outside. That dude, these are so cool.
Yeah, they're great.
They're so cool.
Big Bully card, come on, bro. Like, I need that. I gotta get these graded.
Yeah, who'd have thought? But all right, so moving on, we are now gonna move on to our Collector News Live. This is all the news that happened this week in the world of wrestling and wrestling action figures. And dude, there was a ton. Like, there's so much news and so many reveals and so many drops and pre-orders and all kinds of stuff that we are going to spend a lot of time here on this. But first thing I want to talk about, now it's not exactly figure news and collector news, but it could be. There was this blurb going around of an interview with Jesse the Body Ventura where he talks about that WWE has reached out and they are interested in coming to some kind of an agreement. Now, nothing's been signed, but you can imagine that they probably want to get him for a Legends deal. You know what that means. You know.
Biz.
Yes. So, we could have some pretty awesome Jesse the Body Ventura elites. You know, I could even see if this gets done, you know, fairly soon in the next couple months, not this year's San Diego Comic-Con, but, you know, 2025, maybe he could be that San Diego Comic-Con ultimate exclusive that, to, you know, that really like brings him into the line. You know, they use that as a launching pad for Mr. T, for Muhammad Ali. Maybe they do that for Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And then he also would fit in nice with the Coliseum collection as well.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So that would be really cool. But I don't want to get too excited because you never know what could happen. You know, you have to remember that Jesse the Body Ventura, or I should just call him Jesse Ventura at this point, he's not one who necessarily needs that. I believe it's a $10,000 Legends contract. So
yeah,
just because they're interested does not mean it's going to happen, but it would be friggin' awesome.
Yeah, I hope so. I want some figs. Like, he went to a signing, I think, last year, and I wanted to meet him, but I was like, I don't want to meet him if I can't get a figure signed. Like, I'm kind of snobbish. And I know he has the Jax Classic Superstar, and it's a cool fig, but I'm out on Classic Superstars. Hot take.
I know it is, but, you know, it's not for everybody. Yeah. But next up, TCG, the company that made the WWE Bendoms figures, the new Bendoms. I told you this back in like the summer, but it wasn't public knowledge and I wasn't really allowed to share it, but they're officially now Flex Figs. They're not going to be Bendoms, they're going to be Flex Figs. It was just, the company just deemed it not really necessary to continue to pay for that license of the name Bendoms to the person who owned that IP. And they, you know, they did one line of the WWE. They did multiple lines of other things. I think they had SpongeBob and all kinds of other licenses under the Bendoms flag, but now it's all going to be Flex Figs, one word. So they are continuing. I don't know when series two is dropping, but
I can't wait.
Yeah, I know. But hey, it is figure news, you know what I mean? Yeah. Next, the AEW Young Bucks exclusives to Walmart have started to pop up. The ones that were up for pre-order a couple months ago started to show up in stores. I mean, I like them because it's like the first heel Young Bucks that we're getting.
Yes.
It kind of sucks that the heads, they don't have the removable, whatever they are, what do you ever call them? Those bandanas that have the fringe
the beads, hanging.
Yeah. Like it kind of sucks that those are attached. I thought they were removable. They're not.
They're not removable?
No, that's the head.
What?
That's the head.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Initially,
Man.
So
it is. I'm still gonna get them because I need heel bucks, and
yeah. But heel bucks are apparently gonna be in Unmatched Series 10 with Brandon Cutler, whenever that is. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Next, a little bit of disappointing news, but I think that they made up for it by offering something. So let's see. There it is. Power Town announced that there is going to be a delay on those Matt Cardona and Brian Myers Major Wrestling Figure Podcast Ultras that went up for pre-order. I think it ended in September, mid-September, right?
Yes.
So they were initially supposed to be here quarter to 2024, so around now. They're now going to be in September. They're expected to ship. But
I think it was quarter one.
Was it quarter one? Okay.
Yeah.
But either way, since they're delayed, they are offering up a collector's coin with everybody who pre-ordered them. One coin, front back. Front is Matt, back is Brian. I think it's cool offering something as opposed to most companies who are just like, oh, sorry, you just gotta wait.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's usually you don't get anything. So
yeah. But the thing is that leads me to a question of, what happened to those other coins? Remember they did make coins of like Magnum and yes. Magnum selling them at his table at certain cons and stuff. Like what were their plans with those? Since we're getting this, I didn't care about those coins, but now that I'm getting one, I'm like, oh, I kind of wish I had all of them, you know,
for
like,
sure.
But
yeah, that is curious because yeah, I remember Matt talking on Major about how he got one and, yeah, I seen those coins that Magnum had at the table. So now, yeah, you're right. I want them all.
Yeah, like it's, I don't know. So I'm curious what they're going to do with those. But, all right. So next up was WWE Shop dropped the SmackDown 25th Anniversary Championship right here. It's basically a recreation of that spinner belt. It says 1999 to 2024. You know, it's... These were limited to 175 pieces. I believe it was like $550. They went very fast.
The fist in the back is cool.
That was my favorite part as well. You know, it's cool. It's
yeah. If that's your thing, that's cool. Not for me.
No, it's not for me. But they sold out pretty quick.
Anything limited like that? Well,
oh yeah, 175. Like, yeah, it's going fast. Next up, KWK, Kayfabe Heroes, Sean NG, dropped some lineups and a prototype sample. So first up is Kayfabe Heroes Series 2. We already knew about these, but he's given like a little bit more detail. So the Conquistadors are going up for pre-order August 2024, La Resistance September 2024, and Taka versus TJP is October 2024, and he showed off the Taka, which is like a jumper. So...
yeah, I want that Mantar and that Max Moon.
Yeah.
I slept on them. I was just like, at that point, I was just out on retros. But man, I regret it, and I need that Mantar. Hit me up, Sean.
Yeah, hit him up, Sean. And then he showed off the lineup for Series 3, which great Ox Baker. I mean that looks. I'm definitely interested in Ox Baker and Kabuki, but they drop for pre-order December 2024. Laredo Kid and Sam Adonis November 2024. I don't know if you noticed, but Sam Adonis is Corey Graves' brother. And then this one I thought was interesting. February 2025, they're doing two Kalistos or as he's known on the indies, Samurai del Sol. So, yeah, so that's the upcoming lineups for Kayfabe Heroes.
I missed that.
Yeah, that this just came out, I think, this morning. So,
okay.
Next, good old Josh Chernoff, formerly. Oh, wait, nope, I missed one. So, the Regium. How would you say this? Is it Regium? Regium series?
Yeah, I would say Regium.
Regium. Kurt Fuller, actor. You know, you've seen him in stuff, right? He's a big time supporting role guy in the 90s and 80s. So this was the original prototype he showed off.
Yes.
And clearly this is supposed to be no holds barred, his character.
1,000%.
One thing I do want to make note of, and I had this conversation with Mitch, he is going to have zero articulation from the waist down.
Okay.
I don't even know if he has waist articulation. It's strictly going to be, he described it as a statue. So it's strictly going to be basically the arms, and I think maybe the head are going to move, because he didn't want to go the rubber jacket route for the suit, but he then updated it, and it's right here. It's a super small picture, so I have to zoom it in. Right there, he's going to have a pointing finger, and he's going to have a microphone now. So, and I like the black suit better. I don't know about you.
No, I like the black suit better for sure. It looks a little better too. The face sculpt.
Yeah, I think so too. And I like him subtly telling you that this goes with Zeus and Rip by having the silhouettes behind them.
Yeah, I mean, this is a figure that I never thought I would ever need. But I mean, I got Zeus, I got Rip, I need it.
Yeah, I agree. Now we're going to move on to the Josh Chernoff. So Josh Chernoff, of formerly of the Mind of Meanie, Premier Wrestling Network, you know, he runs that. He dropped 5 figures of himself, all limited to 50, except for the blue, which is the Chase, limited to 40. And we're just going to run through these really quickly. It's basically just a repaint of his previous figure. There's a white one. There's another white one. They're different. There's a black one. There's a gray one, I guess you'd call this. And the blue one that is limited to 40. So there's all of them. I mean, good for him. You know what I mean? Like merchandising, you can't go wrong with merchandising. He's already got the molds done, so he saves money there. Just basically paying production costs, and you know, now he's got a product.
Who's making this?
So,
these were the shitty Cella ones initially, right?
Initially, these were Cella. I don't know. I didn't talk to Josh, but I got to imagine, based on what I know about him and his business prowess, I got to imagine that he acquired the molds himself. I got to imagine, because he already produced one on his own from that mold for Fight TV. And these are all available on his website. I believe it's sosayschernoff.com. And yeah, you can get them if you want. Even if you don't know who Josh is, if you need like a ring announcer or a commentator for your retros, perfect for it. And they're cheap. I think they're $25 each. So
Can you go back to the one of the carded ones?
Yep. Yeah, there's no logo. Is that what you're looking for?
No. Josh, do you remember AJ Soprano from The Sopranos? This is him now.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're not wrong. But, yeah, congratulations to Josh. You know what I mean? A wrestling fan. He was a worker for a little bit. And then he started podcasting. He's getting his own figures, and now he owns his own Premier streaming network. So pretty cool.
Good for Josh.
Yeah, man. Next up, there we have the Honky Tonk Man, limited to 300, Micro Brawler. The red variant, the original, was in the crate at blue. Yeah. I don't know if these are still available. I didn't care enough to look, to be honest with you. But it looks cool. I'm just not a big brawler guy.
I like brawlers. I try to get like every Hasbro esque, or like, you know, anybody who's like the blue one, that I would consider like a Hasbro esque brawler. So I have the blue. I don't need the red.
No, you absolutely, this doesn't fit your rule then. You don't need it.
No.
But I mean, you know, listen, more merch for these guys who Honky's not getting in the ring anytime soon. If he can
get a
check, you know, good for him. You know,
he needs to sell something. He's selling his legends. He's charging $90 to sign his legends figure. just for that one is $90.
Dude, people are paying.
I went up, not me. I went up there and he's like, yeah, $90. I was like, yeah, no, thank you, pal. Like, I paid $80 for two DDP autographs. And, like, you know, DDP with somebody.
Yeah. Good old hunk. Hey, man, he was the longest reigning Intercontinental. Greatest Intercontinental. Yeah,
that sounded really disrespectful. I think it's mostly just salty because he's charging $90 to sign the figure I wanted. But, you know, yeah, I love Honky. Like, you know, obviously I have like a lot of his figures, but.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really knock prices too often just because I've learned my lesson, man. There's people that'll pay the price no matter what the fuck it is. So good for Honky. And next up, we have figure collections. They showed off some BCWs. First up, they let us break this one, the carded sample of Dwayne Gill, Who's First. It's a little bit different than the original prototype that they showed off. If you could tell by the belly, like the belly area, kind of like, you know, widens out a little bit. But I think it looks great. You know, I like it.
Yeah, I definitely want it. Definitely going to get it for sure.
I like the fact that they pay homage to the original BCAs in different ways. Like, for instance, when I look at the arms on this, even though they're skinny and flabby, it gives me total Draws vibes.
I can see that.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of. They also showed Macho Man Randy Savage, which was premiered on Fig Cave podcast.
Yeah, the variant.
Yeah. And that's the one that's next is the like Macho Madness variant.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are limited to 200.
So 200. See, that's the game there. Like, it's like, I saw the pink one. I'm like, I'm getting the pink one. And then I saw this, the black and white. I'm like, I don't know if I need this. It was like, limited to 200. I'm like, maybe I'll get it.
Yeah. No, that's the end of like indie stuff like that. Now we're moving on to WWE. WWE dropped a lot of stuff, including today.
The GOAT.
Yep. So WWE Mattel showed off earlier in the week Knuckle Cruncher Series 3, which I love. I just did I love these. I just got the ring. It's awesome. But I unboxed Series 1 on my YouTube channel. Series 2 has been announced, but it seems like everybody missed the announcement. So I'm just going to tell you who's in it. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Bobby Lashley. Sheamus and Cody. Which is not a bad series, you know, not a bad series.
No, it's not. I don't know how Sheamus is still getting things, but all right.
Oh, he just returned, so. And Series 3 is going to have AJ Styles, which I'm not even going to lie. I think this figure looks great.
No, it's phenomenal. No pun.
The first thing that stands out to me, which I know you don't really have these yet, you're still kicking the tires on them, is he has his tattoo. And a lot of figures in this line do not have the tattoo. Brock has one tattoo. He doesn't have the back tat, doesn't have the shoulder tats, but he has the sword in front.
Okay.
So I guess they're selective with who they give tattoos to.
Yeah.
Roman has no tattoo. Seth has no tattoo on his back. Rock has no tattoo, which is like, oh, classic Rock. You're not giving him the Brahma Bull. Come on.
Whoa. The Rock doesn't have the Brahma Bull?
Doesn't have the Brahma Bull.
Man. See, like, I finally found these at Walmart, and I was looking at them, and I put them in my cart, and I had about, I don't know, I think I had like six Superstars figs in my cart and a couple Ultimates, and my wife was like, are you really going to get into a new line? And I was like, yeah, you're right. And I just hung them up.
Yeah.
But I'll revisit it.
Here's the thing. I know you. You're going to find them on clearance for like $3 somewhere. You're the deal king. I'm not going to find them for that just because I'm not going to put in the effort. So next up was Rey Mysterio. We basically got this in a basic recently. Yeah, I think it's main event.
Sure.
It's a main event. Sorry. Main event.
It was a basic then.
So if you look at this figure, you can notice he has no tattoos on him as well. And Rey is loaded with tats.
See, like, I mean, he's got the shirt on. All right. I can see that, but Roman, you got to give Roman them tats.
Well, Roman has a shirt on too, but you would think something peeking out of the sleeves. You know what I mean?
Okay, then you can get away with it. You need to get the Brahma Bull. That's a small deco hit.
That's so crucial.
Yeah, cool.
This one I sweat. This is
hell Dominic. Yeah.
Dominic Mysterio, dude, I love this figure. I need it. But again, no tattoos. That's the biggest downfall of this line. And I love the line, but I will say, and I said it in both videos that I posted on my YouTube, need tattoos.
Yeah, I can't tell you one tattoo that Dominic Mysterio has.
I can't tell you what they look like, but I know he has them. You know
what
I mean?
Sure.
And here's John Cena. And there they are, mint on card. I think even mint on card, they look great.
No, they're really cool, man. I there's just... Now I'm learning about the tattoos. I didn't know about that. But the main thing for me was there's not enough legends in there. And I don't know. It seems like these like sublines with Mattel, they fizzle out pretty quick.
I have hopes for this one. I'm calling it now. This is my prediction. I think Series 4 is going to have CM Punk in it. That's my prediction.
Tattoos?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Hey, he fits in perfectly then. They put all the guys with tattoos in the line, and they don't give them tattoos.
Yeah, if this line goes deep, I'll definitely get in.
I hope it does, but this picture right here shows you how I feel because we're only three series in, and we already have a repaint, so that's a little disappointing to me. Maybe wait till 4 or 5. You know, there's plenty of guys in a four figure set that you can fit in there that are still gonna like draw eyes to it.
Yeah, and most of the bodies are the same, right? It's all painted.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, see,
there's cool. Small.
Give us another character then.
Yeah, I agree. All right, next up, Elite 110. We saw Roman Reigns. We're just gonna skim through these real quick because we've seen.
Oh, it's the belt.
Yep. We've skimmed through these. We've seen these so many times, right? These figures loose. So
yeah, today years old seeing that belt, dude.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they showed Roman. I don't think Roman's been shown yet, but the rest have. Like we have Bruno.
Bowl cut Bruno.
Yeah. We got Austin Theory, and it looks like to me like that he has new arms. I didn't notice on the loose that was on display. It looks like he has new arms. Dude is jacked, and the last couple arms they put on him have kind of, you know, not done justice for as big as his arms are. Rhea, which looks great. She's in the white.
Yeah, that was Mania last year.
Yeah. They're two butches. I don't know the difference. One's a chase. One is a standard. It looks like one has green
knee pads. The singlet underneath, I'm assuming.
Yeah. And one has green knee pads. One has black. And then pretty dead.
Oh, yeah, boy.
These are sick. And they come with interchangeable heads, which I love. These are musts for me.
1,000%. I love these guys. I don't collect too many modern guys, but I'm definitely getting these guys for sure.
But really quickly, while we're on this. What's with this face? Who is that? Who is the face they put on? Who is this? Elton Prince's box. That is not him. They were either that or they really photoshopped his face to death, and he looks very odd.
It looks like Elton to me.
I don't know, man. He looks almost like Asian to me. But I don't know. Looked a little weird. Didn't look like him to me. The whole face structure looked off. Next up, we got. Main event series 148. I got to get out of the habit of calling these basics. I've been corrected many times that I need to call them main event series 148. Caden Carter, first time in the line. Looks good. Looks just like her. I don't follow her career enough to know too much outside of that comparing her to the picture. So,
yeah, it's a nice looking figure.
Yep. We got Rowdy Roddy Piper, which I think this looks awesome. I don't know about you, but when I first saw this figure on display at Mania, it made me think of the picture that they have on the box of him with that fist holding it up. Like, I remember that promo picture as a kid. He's got the hot rod shirt, the blue trunks, blue knee pads, and the boots. I think it looks great. I'm definitely getting this one.
Definitely.
We got Hulk Hogan. He's in that Python Power shirt. I don't think we've ever gotten a Hulk Hogan figure in a Python Power shirt. You would know better than me.
Not that color.
Did we get one in another color?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they had one in another color. It was just odd seeing a red shirt with the Python Power logo. Yeah, it's probably the first time.
No, I actually, there is another shirt color that they made. It was black with red printing on it. This is red with yellow printing. But I don't think any of them were ever in a figure form. So I'm stoked on it. You know, those are classic shirts from our childhood that I remember seeing. Whether it was like the most iconic Hogan shirt or not, I still remember this from when I was a kid.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting it, but I don't remember that shirt.
Dude. All right. Carmelo Hayes. Listen, the first thing I noticed, what is going on in this face?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Maybe it's just that one, you know. We've seen that, so you know, maybe just that one's a little heavy on the facial hair, but I don't know.
So
look how thin that mustache is on the picture, and then look at that. He's got that Tom Selleck ass Magnum TA.
I don't even know if that's a Tom Selleck Magnum TA mustache, dude. Like, if you guys are, if you're not watching the video or looking at these pictures on your phone while you're listening, I'm going to
print you.
It looks to me like Carmelo Hayes was backstage and ran into Stan Hansen and he spit his dip all over Carmelo Hayes' face. I don't know what's going on here, but the dude's got the thinnest, most like manicured mustache. And they loaded this thing up. He's looking like Drake's dad in this thing with that bushy mustache, bro. What the fuck is that? And look, from far away, it looks even worse.
Yeah, like, it's pretty bad.
But I listen, I don't just shit on stuff. I think the deco on the pants, on the tights, looks really good. And I think the flesh tone looks great. The mold in the head is great. It's just the paint apps on that mustache.
Ooh. Yeah. So sometimes they miss with the apps with the facial hair. Like, one that stands out to me is the Legends Kevin Nash, and I never seen too many people mention it, but half of his goatee is darker than the other half, and it drives me fucking crazy.
Yep. And I noticed it when I first got it, and I never said anything until you did, because I thought the same thing. I said, nobody's talking about this. Do I just have a fucked up one? Am I crazy? But I wasn't, because everyone I came across in the wild had that weird, it was like half of it was like a light brown, the other half was super dark. It was very odd. Yeah. What was that? Yeah. Legend Series 10 or 11?
It sounds about right. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not too good with series names.
All right, and the last figure in this set is the Standard and Chase, and it is John Cena. Now, here's the thing. There's a little bit of something odd going on here. So one thing that Mattel does is they design the picture on the package just like the figure. So what we have here is a John Cena main event figure. He's in the green T-shirt with him doing the snatch pose that says respect on the shirt, green wristbands, green hat that says never give up. And in the blue jorts that matches the picture that's on the packaging, right?
Yeah. What
this, okay. Well, according to Ringside Collectibles, this is actually the Chase and not the Standard, which is odd because usually they design the card off of the Standard. The Standard edition is the translucent in the red shirt.
I thought that was the Chase.
No, that's what I thought too, but it's not. And the prices were different on Ringside. The green was more expensive and is sold out now. And the red is still in stock, and it's just the typical like $14.99 price.
It makes sense. What are they gonna do? Put a floating hat and a shirt. I get it, but yeah, that's good work by you. I didn't even notice that.
So marketing wise, that wouldn't make sense, right? You don't want that on. But for collectors, if they did the floating hat, I would have had to have one Mintone card because that's how.
Yeah, that would be sick.
All right, next up, sticking with the main event, Showdown 18. We're going to run through these real quick. Bron Breakker versus Seth freaking Rollins, and it's the World Heavyweight Championship. The Seth looks awesome. Breaker's very, very basic.
That's a nice Seth.
Yeah, it is a nice Seth. And we're going to talk about this Seth in a second. Remember this one. So Bron is in a black singlet that just says Breakker on the front. It's the same head scan we've already gotten. Seth comes with the World Heavyweight Championship, and he's in this like baby blue and leopard print tights, you know, standard molding for Seth Rollins. I like this one. Next up is Kane and Mankind, and they come with the World Tag Team Championship that, you know, we grew up on.
That's the GOAT. That's the GOAT tag strap.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we know what they're doing with these main event figures, right? Especially with the Legends. They're re-releasing these figures that we've already gotten in the basic line. So yeah, it's just with new articulation. We've already gotten this Mankind, right? Around 2014. We've already gotten plenty of this Kane. However, what's with the slicked back prom hair on this Kane?
It's the Ultimate. It's one of the heads from the Ultimate.
I don't like it. It doesn't work for this to me. I love the hand.
Yeah.
the open hand. So this is like, what was it? It was this 99 cane, you would say?
Yeah.
The double sleeve, red and black. I don't know. I just don't like the head for this.
Prom cane.
Prom cane, yeah. So, all right, next up, like I said, we're just going to whip through these. Rhea Ripley and Dirty Dominic Mysterio. I love that they put dirty on the bag, on the packaging. Comes with her SmackDown.
Oh, didn't notice that.
Yeah, comes with her SmackDown championship. She has an I'm Your Mommy t-shirt on, and he has a She's My Mommy t-shirt on. So I think it's a great set to go together. I'm curious how many parents or mothers are going to be thrilled when their kid wants this. There's definitely some sexual undertones, but.
Really?
I'm Your Mommy? Yeah, that's like a, you know. I'm Your Mommy, She's My Mommy. Like, even when Eddie did it, like, I'm Your Poppy, it's kind of like, maybe not to Dominic, but I don't know. There was something about it to me that was kind of like inappropriate. Like, that's why he says it.
I never thought of it like that. I do like that she has her hand on his shoulder. That's a cool touch.
It is.
Display-wise. I don't really like the Rhea figure all that much, though.
No, it's there's something wrong.
The head looks, the head's tiny.
All right. Speaking of tiny, though. Why is Dominic like 7 foot tall? So there's a loose picture of them next to each other, and Dominic like towers over her. And Dominic's not huge, you know, like he's really big. He looks humongous.
Yeah, and she's pretty big. Are they around the same height? I wonder.
She's not short. She's not a short girl. So I don't know. The scale of these is a little off. And if you look at how they package them, they don't look out of scale and package, but then when they're next to each other, there's a big difference.
How tall do you think Rhea Ripley is?
I would say she's like 5'9", 5'10".
Says she's 5'7", according to Google.
All right,
which shocks me.
Look up Dominic. I'm curious how tall he is. Because I always imagine her to be very, very tall. And even
6'1".
All right. So, all right, 5'7", 6'1", maybe they're right. But there's something about him that looks out of scale. But, all right, I was wrong. Yeah. I was absolutely wrong.
No, I'm right there with you. I saw it and thought it looked a little out of place.
Next up is the Elite Greatest Hits. You want to talk about these ones?
Not really.
It's AJ
Styles. I don't even remember when this one's from. What series was this?
I am 99% positive this was an Elite Top Picks from 2017 is what I want. 2017, 2018. It's the fluorescent green P1. He's got the t-shirt underneath the vest. He's got the new articulation and everything like that, as well as the P1 gloves. You know, it looks great. It's just I don't think it's the one that everybody was clamoring for, but it does have the new AJ torso, which I think is going to be a driving force for people to want to get this, but they cover up the torso with the shirt and the vest in the box. So
I like it. I mean, I'm not really an AJ. I don't really collect current guys that, like I always say, but I mean, this is pretty cool. I kind of like that the colors pop.
Yeah. They definitely pop. Next up is Randy Orton. Now this is something that I really like about this one. Okay. So this figure, they aren't just updating the articulation on this figure, okay? This was the white trunks Randy Orton that came with the goggles.
Yeah, the night vision.
Yep. They included everything that came with that figure originally, but they changed the trunks and the trunk design. So he's not white trunks now. He's got black on there. So, you know, it gives people a little incentive to who are like completists of Randy Orton. You might be like, oh, I need this. It's different. It's different than the one I had before.
Yeah, I in the beginning when they weren't changing anything, it was like, come on, you could change a little something. So I do like this.
Yeah.
Nice little touches here and there.
Yeah. And the next one is the Hulkster, Coke Hulkster.
Oh, yeah.
This was the Survivor Series 2022?
Sounds good.
2021, 2022. Release. Everything's pretty much the same, right? Just the new articulation. Am I correct?
Yeah. And somebody actually messaged me and they thought it was a new head. And I think it's the same head. It's just that the paint apps on that Survivor Series was fucking terrible. He had like the cataract eyes and shit. It was so bad. Because that was like, it was like the Hulk we needed and we've been wanting. And then they had like those cataract ass eyes. And so I think they just, these are just crisper paint apps and it looks really good.
yeah, this is much better than the original. So I'll definitely be picking this up. Plus, like, I have the original one mint on card. I liked it, how it looked in that box. I thought the box was awesome. So I'm definitely going to open this one.
Yeah.
And the last one is one that I completely missed out on, and I skipped and I regretted it. And I'm so glad it's getting re-released. I know that's a controversial opinion for people who have like older rare figures, but it is the Rey Mysterio, that Mysterion gear. It came in that WrestleMania 2 pack with
Mojo.
Samoa Joe. So, and this is a great figure, dude. I can't believe I skipped it before. I think it was solely because of the price point. I had to buy Samoa Joe to get this figure, so I skipped it.
Yeah, it was expensive, and it took a while for it to come down. And I think I got it. I'm pretty sure I got. I might have got it. Might have been like my first purchase from like Bullseye Deals, maybe. Okay. I don't know. I might be lying about that, but I got it, and then I was like, I don't need this. And I got rid of it. But I mean, it's a tremendous figure.
It is, and I love anything with purple. That purple pops. Next up, there's a shot of all of them together, which, you know, it looks great.
Yeah. But
I think what I'm gonna stick to is I'm definitely getting Mysterio, and I'm definitely getting Hogan. I'm probably gonna skip the other two.
Yeah, I'm for certain gonna get the Hogan. I might get the Mysterio too. I just, there's nothing like, I was like, oh, I really need this.
Yeah, I just love Mysterio figures. I have so many of them. I like, just I don't know. They're so different. Next up is Ultimate Edition 22. We have Jey Uso first up, main event Jey Uso. It's kind of a repaint of that two pack, right? The ringside two pack. It just comes with the real Chief shirt, the white, the sleeve. Yeah.
This is last year's SummerSlam main event against the Roman, I believe.
Yeah. So there he is, posed. He's got that cool palm tree on the pants.
Yeah. How's that beard looking though?
It doesn't have all that gray they've been putting in it.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. It looked like he's got done eating a powdered jelly donut on them last ones. It really fucking kills it for me. But
yeah.
If they corrected that, I'm gonna get this for sure.
And then yeah, they definitely did. Look at them. They definitely corrected all of the grays in the hair. It looks great. Next up, John Cena. I love the colors on this
for sure,
and I love the fact that he comes with the rally towel. I think that's the first time we've gotten that, and he's able to hold it. It looks cool.
It's beautiful. I'm scooping.
The only thing, my only critique, and it just stood out to me, like I couldn't look away from it, that hat. They're using the old molded hat that they would fit well on the old John Cena heads where he didn't have as much hair. Now he has all this hair on the figures. You can't do that. You can't put the, look how bulbous his head looks.
Yeah, it's, man. I forget what Cena I have. What's the one that just came out that was on the Walmart shipper? Not the WrestleMania one. It was a Top Picks. I got a Top Picks, you know, the green and yellow.
Yeah,
and I was all like, oh, this is nice. I'll put this on my my current shelf. And he's got that full head of hair, and the hat doesn't fit right. And I agree with you, man.
They need to redo the hats, a way to fit well on his head. Or
removable hair.
Or not even that. We know that they have the molded hat head. So just include that in there. Don't include the removable hat. Include the additional head that has the hat attached to it, and that's it.
I would like the removable hair, and then like just have like a molded hat with hair, and just plop that on there so you can switch between scans and whatnot.
See, I am very reluctant to get on board with the removable hair solely because I have not unboxed or owned a figure with the removable hair yet. So I don't want to like say use that, and then I finally unbox them. I'm like, I don't like this technology. So I'm curious to see how I like it first.
Yeah. I have a G.I. Joe figure.
And it works.
They didn't do that. Yeah, it's very cool.
Okay. So there he is. I mean, it looks great without the hat on. It really does.
It does.
Look at the sneakers. Is that a new sneaker mold? They're like high tops. They look fucking awesome.
Yeah, I believe so for sure.
Great.
All right.
This is a great looking Cena.
It is. How's that ball spot looking though?
I know, man. I'm curious.
I don't want it. Even if it's accurate, I don't want it.
Oh, look, he comes with two towels. I didn't even realize he's got like a crumpled up towel.
Oh, see, that's great. I love that.
This is a great Cena, man. This is an ultimate Cena. Modern day Cena.
Yeah.
Gunther, which like you know, I think he definitely deserves an ultimate at this point. It's very standard. It's very standard, right? He doesn't really change up his gear too much. It's like that maroon gear with the stripes, maroon boots with the white laces, no knee pads, no elbow pads, no wrist tape, but he does come with the matching cloth goods jacket, the Intercontinental Championship, and two head scans.
No, I like it. I skipped out on the initial one, his last elite. Yeah. But I think I'm going to pick this up.
So I didn't skip out on the last elite. I got it. And I was like, I loved it. Great figure. And I was like, I'm not going to need another Gunther figure, period. Like, this is the one, you know? But now I see this and I'm like, oh, man, the jacket on the elite is so red, right? It's like blood red. And then you get this, and this looks very authentic to what he wears.
It's really good. And I skipped out because, you know, like, I don't do current, but. Man, I love Kaiser. He's great. And now they have the figure coming out. Like, I'm definitely gonna scoop this up. I need a little Imperium on my shelf for sure.
100%. But great figure on the Gunther. There he is, you know, unassembled with all of the parts. Next up, we have the Ultimate's greatest hits, The Rock. I mean, how many times are they gonna re-release this figure?
Yeah, the only thing I do like about this is it's not the red box, it's a white box now.
Yeah,
because you know they do all the Legends ones from Target in the red box, so I mean that's cool. But yeah, I already had this from Amazon, but I do know a lot of people missed out on this. They were trying to play that long game and they got burned.
Yep. So as you said, it was an Amazon exclusive. It's the typical black boots, black knee pads, black elbow pads, black trunks with the Rock written on them in the front and the red outline. Now, the Target exclusive that was released had the blue outline, right? They slightly changed the gear.
Yes.
This one comes with interchangeable hands, the mic, the Brahma Bull shirt, which I like so much more than the tracksuit that came with the Target. But
The Goat Rock shirt for sure. Now, the Amazon exclusive, was that also red outline on the trunks?
Yes, it was. I believe the skin tone's a little bit different, obviously the articulation, and I do think the True Effects is, because they've just gotten better at the True Effects, that it's better on this one. But there's the back. We don't really need to talk about the back of the box, and there it is, unassembled, all the parts. Like I said, you know, we've seen this figure tons of times essentially. Next up is Batista, and this was originally a Target exclusive Legends Ultimate. And it came in the white trunks with the red accents. And I believe it was white boots with red accents. Everything else is very much the same. It's just they changed it from white and red to blue and black.
Yeah. And again, the white box. Yeah. And I don't like this one.
I dig it. I dig it. Here's the thing. I do remember Batista wearing, because I watched the product around this. I do remember him wearing blue trunks. I see a lot of people saying that he never wore blue trunks in 2005. I don't know what I wore in 2005, let alone what Batista fucking wore on TV once a week. So I can't speak on that. But no. I do know that there was Jack's figures in blue. I remember seeing him in blue. I don't know if it was in 2005. But, you know, I think this is good. This gives incentive to people. This was just recently out. So it gives incentive to people who, like, you know, want more Ultimates. You can get another one, or people who missed out on it, you get the blue one. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I like that they went this route, like, you know, mixed it up a little bit. Cause yeah, we just got this. Yes. Like, I feel like Target just clearanced these out like a year ago. Yeah. So.
I see nothing wrong with them doing the blue. I mean, look, there's clearly a picture on the back that has him wearing this. It could be Photoshopped. But from this view, it doesn't look it. You know, you can usually tell that it's Photoshopped. So I want to look this photo up after and see if this actually is Photoshopped or if it's an original photo. But there it is. Next up, all these things are for pre-order on Ringside Collectibles right now. You can use code FIGHEEL or VAULT to save 10%. But we're going to just talk about these lineups real quick, and then we're moving on. Main Event Series 149 is going to have Eddie Guerrero, which I got to assume is that WrestleMania 20 re-release that I think they've re-released three times already now with the new articulation they have now. It's going to have Cody Rhodes, The Miz, Sheamus, and the first time in the line, Maxxine Dupri, who I absolutely love. Next up is top picks 2024 wave four. So these are basics. I was talking about the Seth Rollins. It looks like the Seth Rollins in this main event series top picks is going to be the one from that Bron Breakker two pack.
I mean, I'd be down for that. It'd be interesting though. Oh, you know what? I just saw its main event series.
Yeah. This isn't elite. This is basics.
Yeah.
Sorry. Main events. Dominic Mysterio is going to be in, as well as LA Knight. But again, you don't know if the photos that they use for these are going to be it. Like, I can't see them putting a main event series top picks LA Knight in jeans and a t-shirt. So
no, that's what I want.
Oh,
I don't even want our ring gear LA Knight. I want street gear LA Knight. So I hope it is this version.
Do we hope it is for the main event top picks, or do we hope it is for the elite top picks? Like, that's, I want that in elite form.
Sure. I mean, if they're going to shortchange us, like the glasses and the vest and the shirt, then yeah. But yeah, exactly. You know what? Yeah, you're probably right.
Next up, one I'm super excited for. Elite Top Picks 2024 is going to have Cody Rhodes, Solo, and The Rock. Good for Solo getting into that top picks wave, man. Good for him.
Yeah, that's a hot figure, man. Both of them were hot figures, even though the first one wasn't great.
Yep.
But I mean, they corrected it, and it's nice.
Survivor Series 2024 Elites. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, the Bushwhackers, Luke and Butch. This is going to have those interchangeable doink heads, and each is going to come with a piece to build a figure, Adam Pearce. So pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely scooping the Bushwhackers.
Here's my thing. I can't just scoop one or two figures from these sets, like, because it's a build a figure. I got to buy them all. So it's like, all right, whatever. I'm just going to bite the bullet. But I do love that Dusty Gear KO.
Yeah, I don't want the Sammy. I don't want the Build-A-Figure to Sammy or the KO, so I'm good. Yeah.
And last but not least is Elite Series 111, which I'm super stoked about. Trish Stratus, Finn Balor, Ricochet, Cody, what's his name? Tony D'Angelo, but Sandman. I'm so stoked for Sandman. Comes with the white Zubas is the standard, and then the Chase variant is the red, white, and blue pants.
Scooping both. Need both.
Absolutely need both. If they showed this graphic before we saw what they looked like, I would have been literally shitting my pants, because they have a picture of like 2005 Sandman in the pre-order picture, and I would have been so disappointed because I wanted.
Hell yeah! Just another case that this doesn't always go off in a picture that they show. But yep. Yeah, man, I'd be really upset if they went with that one.
Yeah, so I'm super stoked that we're getting ECW Sandman. That's thank God.
I want more.
Me too.
Give me more ECW.
So that is the end of the Collector News Live for this week's podcast. We're going to move on to our scoops of the week. This is everything that we picked up and purchased or, just got sent to us, whatever, for this week. So we're going to talk about everything. I'm going to let you go first, Joe, if you want to talk about some of the stuff that you picked up this week. These are our scoops.
So, like everybody else in the country, I scooped up Ultimate Yokozuna from Target. I ordered it online, and I got the standard and the chase, which is great because I need both, but I also need two of each for the display I have going on. And I ordered two more, and they came today, and I'm happy to report that I got the standard and the chase again. So I'm good on Yokozuna. What was it? What are we on? Legends 22. I got all those figures. Lou Albano, Hogan. Man, why am I blanking out? Sultan, possibly figure of the year. And who's the other guy? Oh, Ali. So forgettable. I had to get him just because I'm a completist and I needed to have him. But I only have one Chase Hogan. I need one more. Our buddy, ABC figures. Oh no, it's not ABC figures anymore.
It's not ACB figures either. It's
Bats figures. Yeah. Yeah, we have a little local ring of collectors that we all help each other out, and he hooked me up with the Chase. So shout out to you, Bats figures, on Instagram. Yeah. And I have a surprise pickup. I got the that Target exclusive AEW Bryan Danielson. It's like, I didn't fucking get that. Fuck Daniel Bryan. I just wanted to throw that curveball out there. What else did I get this week?
I just want to throw something out there. I would really love to see a Thig Vault branded FBD t-shirt. Fuck Brian Danis. I would love to see that. So if you would love to see that, what I want you to do is when we post the cover for this, if you're listening, I want you to go to that picture on a Case Fresh Pod Instagram. I want you to comment FBD. That way we could see if anybody would actually want an FBD shirt. Put a little dragon on it. I don't give a shit.
American Dragon, man.
Keep going.
What else did I get? Oh, and I didn't announce this. I usually announce when stuff goes live on Walmart, Target, or Amazon, but there's been so much Walmart hate. I saw the new Elite LA Knight on Walmart.com, and I ordered two of them, and it took about a week, but they showed up. I mean, they're beat up, but I mean, I got them. And I, to be honest with you, I don't really like the head on the Elite LA Knight that much. I prefer the basic a lot more. So I'm hoping to find that basic and swap them out.
So it's funny you say that because I had it in my cart, the LA Knight. It was $20. It was like discounted to $20. I had it in my cart with the Knuckle Crunchers ring, which I got and I unboxed, and it's going to be on my YouTube. But I ended up pulling the LA Knight because I was like, I'm not crazy about this figure, and the dude's going to have so many. Is this the one that I want? So I bailed on it, and for the same reason, I didn't think the head was great. I think they're going to do better in the future, so I'm just holding out for that. I'm a big we were talking about cards last week, and I didn't. Your question was, do you collect cards? That somebody asked you, and I didn't answer the question. We're supposed to both answer that question.
Yeah, I thought about that too, and we need to start doing that.
So I didn't answer the question, but I do collect cards. What my main card collection is those Upper Deck E-packs. I'm a sucker for them. They'll drop like once a week a card. It's usually like a first time card. This week, what's his name? Carlos Cabrera. They dropped Carlos Cabrera, which I thought was awesome. It's so obscure, so I bought a bunch of them. But I got in the mail my Deonna Purrazzos. So, you know, whatever.
Ponderosa.
Ponderosa. So I also picked up the pay-per-view Target exclusive Brian Danielson. I got my Yokozuna pre-order in the mail, and I got the same thing. I got a standard and a chase. I got my Legends 22 in the mail. I ordered one of each figure and two Hogans, got the whole set. One chase, one standard of Hogan. Like, dude, Target saved me so much time by just giving me exactly what I wanted. It's crazy. The only problem I have with what I received is the top of my Ali box is torn, so I just have to replace that. But I feel like that's going to be one of the easier ones to find.
For sure. Everybody's hating on that figure.
The other thing that everybody's hating on is the stickers that they're putting on the figures that they ship to you, your pre-orders. They'll put these different stickers on it. Here's the thing. They are not stickers. They are labels. There's a difference. Okay. Yeah. These things come off with ease and they leave no adhesive. It's effortless. There's no need to make these posts trash and Target. This is how they mark what they're shipping out and how they keep track of what they're doing. And they are cognizant of it. So they do labels, which are easy to remove. You don't need anything. It just comes right off with ease. I've never had an issue with a Target label.
Hot take. People just like to fucking complain.
It's true. It's true. And I don't think this is one that needs to be complained about. But and like I said, I got that Knuckle Crunchers ring, which is, oh my God, it's fucking awesome. I can't.
You're really doing your best to get me on this train, man.
Dude, no, the ring is awesome. So let me just paint the picture for you really quickly. So it comes with like in the box, and then it has a little hole where you can touch and feel the canvas.
Yeah, is it spring loaded?
No, there's a box underneath it, so it feels like it's hard with an actual canvas laid over it. But then when you open it, it's not. It's literally almost like trampoline mesh. And the figures like can stand on it, or if you drop them, you just drop them from a short distance, they will launch. It's like, I was a kid, I would have been all about this. It comes with a breakable table, a breakable pallet, a shovel, a Hacksaw Jim Duggan 2x4, a crutch, all kinds of stuff, a stretcher. And it comes with the Brock Lesnar. I'm so happy with my purchases from this line. I just wish they had more tattoos. That's it.
Yeah, and as we were talking about that, bitching, like, oh, there's not enough legends and there's not enough tattoos. And then I was thinking about it, like, these are for fucking kids.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, these are for kids, and, you know, we're in our 30s. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Where's the tattoos at?
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. I get it. Everybody has, you know, their affection for certain lines. And a lot of people, when I comment on how much I like this line, they say that Rumblers are better. And I'm not hating on Rumblers. I think they're so cool. But Rumblers do not have the playability that these do. These have articulation where you can literally play with them. Like, there's so much playability in this line, and that's what separates it from the previous Mattel lines. Somebody else was saying, like, oh, I prefer Build and Brawl. Like, yes, Build and Brawl is great, but that's Jax. I'm talking about Mattel mini-scaled figures. I do think these are the best. But that is all for Scoops for me. Is that all for you?
No, you cut me off.
Oh, sorry.
But I'm a plate guy, and I just let it pass. I got a autographed Legends, I forget what series it is, Road Dogg Jesse James.
In the gear, the camo gear?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I kind of thought he'd be signing at WrestleCon, but then I forgot. I think he went back to WWE, and I totally forgot about that. So he won't be doing many of those. So I found one at a good price. I think it was like $65, and I snapped that right up.
Yeah, man, it's a shame. I think if we ran into him at a con, he probably would have done it for free for you, because we passed his pod on the charts. So,
yeah,
I'm kidding. Fresh Shots. We're gonna move on to Fresh Shots. I love this that we do. Fresh Shots, which I love this logo, by the way, is where we spotlight somebody who does fig photography, which we love fig photography. Love it. Can't do it. Sure. Not talented. I suck. Whatever. But we love fig photography, and we share stuff all the time. And I'm going to hand this over to Joe, and he's going to talk about what exactly we chose this week for Fresh Shots.
Fresh Shots. Yeah, this week, you know, it's pretty topical. We have a new AEW World Heavyweight Champion, and that's Swerve Strickland. And shot here by MBG Films. Yeah, that's our good buddy Matt Goldberg, who does a tremendous job with the figure photography.
MBG, what were you saying? It's MBG 1211 on Instagram.
Yeah, that. But I mean, he does tremendous work. He's one of the goats in figure photography, and it's very timely. You got the Swerve, you know, getting ready to stomp out RVD from the top rope. It's just a really beautiful shot. You know, again, crowd, all the attention to details. I think that's a Jax Stephanie McMahon in the crowd there.
Is it like a classic superstars? You mean?
Oh, yeah. Because speaking of Trey,
Shane O'Mac's back there too in the corner, and the blue jersey.
Oh yeah, I didn't even notice that. But yeah, like just like all the little details, and it's just a really beautiful shot. And I really enjoy what these guys do with the figure photography. Really brings these figures to life.
Yeah, and first of all, that Swerve is just a great figure. I'm still on the hunt for that one, but he's doing well. He's got that like coup de grace motion going, which, like, you know, they suspend these guys in the air with these like strings and stuff like that. It's got the ultimate RVD outside of the ring, sitting in a chair, ready to receive this brutal kick, which looks like it's going to nail him right in the face. It just looks awesome, man. Like, great job, Matt, on this one.
He's been doing this a long time, and he's one of the goats.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, Matt's a good buddy of mine. He's done like the cover for my books and stuff like that. Great fig photography. Constant. I think once or twice a week he drops a banger. So definitely give him a follow at MBG 1211. My buddy Matt Goldberg, my buddy and yours, Matt Goldberg, and he is our Fresh Shots fig photography of the week. Next up, we're gonna do our Back to the Figure segment, which is where we talk about a figure that came out. And we essentially rebook it to be more significant in the grand scheme of wrestling figure collecting. And that this week, I'm going to hand over again to Joe, because he's going to talk about, he picked this one. He's going to talk about what figure he chose. And I think he did a great job on this one. He had a lot of reasons behind why we needed to add this as our Back to the Figure.
Yeah, this week we chose Ultimate Edition Edge. It seems like whenever we get an ultimate of a legend, and Edge is a legend, it's not current, and we got current day Edge. I believe it's from his surprise return at the Royal Rumble, which was a great moment. But man, I really wish they had gone, I'm struggling. Was it 2006?
Yes, 2006.
When he was the heavyweight champion with the rated R spinner. Like, I wish they would have went that era. Like, I really wasn't, we got the old man Edge. It's like, all right, yeah, we'll get it. But then, like, we never got another Ultimate Edge. And now he's gone and he's with AEW. And, no telling if we'll ever get one again. But I it's just basic. It's just, I don't know. It's just, it's just old man Edge. Like, nobody... I shouldn't say nobody wants old man Edge, but we need that prime Edge. It would have been great if we that ringside exclusive Edge, that rated R Edge. And look, we got Thirst Trap Edge. You know what I mean? I mean, that's like the only good thing that came out of this figure is this Thirst Trap picture that we'll post on our socials for sure.
He's got this seductive look in his eyes.
Yeah.
His hands are propped behind his head. Like he's doing the Val Venus. And he's given this serious fuck me stare right into the camera.
Oh, yeah. He will fuck your mom and your fucking significant other.
Yes. So literally be smart. Keep this figure away from anybody that you have strong feelings about, because Edge is going to take them to the limit. So I'm going to share your picture in a second. I think yours are queued up after mine. So I chose pretty much the same thing. I choose New Year's Revolution Edge when he cashed in. This was a huge moment for me. He's in the black tights with the Rated R Superstar logo in front of a red star. To me, this was my favorite era of Edge. I have a picture up on the screen right now if you're not watching the video version of him handing over the briefcase, the Money in the Bank briefcase to Mr. McMahon. And I just think that there's a lot of meat on the bone here. You could have included him with that championship, with that Money in the Bank briefcase. You could have had a hard goods duster with the interchangeable arms and stuff. I just think that there's a lot of place they could have gone with the first ever Edge Ultimate. And I just think that we did miss the boat. And then in retrospect, right, you look back and you're like, all right, well, Brett has four Ultimates. Yoko has two Ultimate Editions, and Edge, and they had plenty of time to do more Edge Ultimates. He only has the one. But
yeah, we're just coming off the Ruthless Aggression series from Walmart, and you pointed this out to me yesterday. We got that Brock Lesnar in the first series, and then we got RVD in the second series, and then they both got Ultimates in that series as well. And it's just like, come on, man. We got that Elite Edge, which is great, in the purple camo.
I couldn't find it. And I love
purple. You need that, bro.
I love camo and I love purple. Like, I needed that figure so bad, but I never found it. Actually, that's a lie. I found it once, and it was the one that Nick returned because it was all beat to shit. And I got so excited I found it. And I found that with the Rock that he returned that had the messed up guitar. And I bought that. I was like, I'm not even dealing with this right now.
Shout out to Nick, who's definitely not listening to this, even though he's one of our good buddies.
Yeah, we literally talk to Nick, I think, every single day about figures and hunting and stuff like that. And I can guarantee you he's not listening. Nick, if you're listening, if you're listening, I want you to kick us both out of the group chat. And we'll know. But yeah,
that's not happening.
Do you want to talk about your, now that we have them up, you want to describe everything that's on screen?
Yeah, so it's basically the ringside exclusive Rated R Superstar Edge, with that Rated R spinner. It was great. I switched the heads. I didn't like the head that was on that ringside exclusive, and what is this one? This is from the Ruthless Aggression Edge. And, this is what, in my opinion, what we should have got. I don't think this is too far off of the one that you just showed. I think this is only a few months later And like, yeah, this is the best era of Edge. You know, we got the duster on there, and you know, I would want the removable arms, hard goods duster, so you can alternate in and out, kind of like, you know, like the Supreme Cody and the new Ultimate Cody. But like, this is what we should have got, in my opinion. And they really haven't done a great job with Edge heads, no pun either.
That was going to be my comment when you stopped talking. I was going to say they just really not, there's not good vintage Edge heads. Like,
no,
those modern ones, like even the sex face, the seductive face, it still looks just like Edge. It's just these,
hell yeah,
these just aren't it
for sure.
But yeah, so that's what I think. I think that definitely could have been rebooked in a different way. And you know, no disrespect to our friends over at Mattel for what they did come up with, it just I just think it could have worked in a different way, maybe release it at a different time. But what we decided, because we're going to move on to our next segment, which is the unreleased wrestling figure of the week, brought to you by at unreleased wrestling figs on Instagram, also run by me, which we will be posting these pictures on there later. But we decided.
Great follow, by the way.
Yeah, it is a great follow. That's not just me like tooting my own horn. It really is a great follow. But we decided that we were going to kind of connect the Back to the Figure and the unreleased wrestling figure of the week. And I'm going to really break this down. All right. So first, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show that this figure that we are going to talk about came from a proposed three pack. It was going to be called the History of the Women's Championship three pack. And it was going to include Sasha Banks.
The Boss.
Yep. In her Eddie Guerrero tribute gear, which we did get, but slightly different. So you'll notice that the release version of this WrestleMania Elite Sasha Banks in that Eddie Guerrero tribute gear, she pretty much just comes with the table and the Women's Championship, whereas she was initially supposed to come with her legit boss knuckle rings and a entrance jacket, the Sasha Banks entrance jacket that came with her first Elite. So they kind of took those two things away and put it out into a mainline release for the WrestleMania. I don't even remember. Was this WrestleMania 34, maybe?
This is WrestleMania 32 in Dallas.
32.
That's where it's from. I attended that WrestleMania. It's the only reason I know.
8 years ago. Wait, but no, is this 32? Isn't that like the crown?
Yeah, I think that's from Orlando. That's what it's always. The Mania was in Dallas that the figures depicted in, but they always promote the upcoming WrestleMania.
You're right. I got you. I understand what you're saying now. The figure is from Dallas. I got you.
Yes.
All right. Moving on. The next figure that was going to be included was Wendi Richter. And she was going to have that blue singlet with all the squigglies on it, the blue knee pads with the same squigglies, short boots, pink laces, and movable sunglasses. We did get this figure in the Target exclusive Network Spotlight line, and they actually added some stuff to it, right? They gave us that vintage women's championship, which that can lead us to believe that this three pack was going to have Sasha with the modern SmackDown Women's Championship, Wendi with this vintage championship, and the third figure in that set is the one we're going to talk about. And it's Lita, rated R superstar Lita, that would come with the WWE Women's Championship. Now, this figure goes perfectly with the Edge that we were discussing. And she comes with this cutoff shirt that has the rated R superstar logo, her tattoo, the baggy pants with a chain, and a pretty good head scan. And she also comes with that Women's Championship. Now, they did release a quote-unquote rated R superstar Lita, which we'll talk about real quick. The Royal Rumble Target exclusive. Well, it wasn't Target exclusive, but that's really the only place I ever found it.
I think at that time it was exclusive to Target. I think they expanded after this, to be honest with you.
So we did essentially get all the molding that was initially planned, but the released version in the Royal Rumble line has these like acid washed blue jeans for the pants, the chains there. The shirt is not a rated R superstar one. It looks like it has like a heart on there. I do think that this was a merch shirt at some point. She's got wristbands on and an interchangeable head. It's a cool figure, but personally, I think that the planned one for the three pack is so much better for the era. And this is like, we never got a rated R superstar shirt Lita. And I really wish we got this one.
1000%. This is way better than the Royal Rumble one. I really wish we got this one. I actually never seen the Royal Rumble one in store, so I never got it. Yeah. But I mean, this Lita blows that one out of the water. And man, I really wish we got this.
Yep. And here's the thing. She is still under contract. So they're, you know, never say never. They do have all of the molding and everything. And you'll notice, by the way, that the released version, Joe, I think these are different heads, aren't they? That's not the right. Oh, no, that's the same head. It just looks different on the render. That is the same head, I think. Look at the hair.
I'm looking at the hair. Nash's. Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
The hair. The curls okay. Here, curls there. It's hard to tell because of the angle. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Look at the curls in the hair. It just. It doesn't look as good as the render, but
yeah,
it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause like, oh, it's the rated R Lita. I'm like, I don't know. There's no, I need that rated R logo on the shirt. But
yeah. I wish we got that. But, so yeah, there's our unreleased wrestling figure of the week. And once again, buddy, I am going to hand it off to you. We're going to do, our give them a follow segment of the week. It's exactly what it sounds like. This is somebody that you need to give a follow to.
Yeah, we do this segment every week, and it's, you know, somebody that we like, respect, you know, they're a good follow. And this week we wanted to highlight a customizer, and he's at 3XR Studio.
There he is. He's a
very talented customizer, and he had a Buff Bagwell that I saw recently with Scott Steiner that really caught my eye. And I was like, man,
yeah,
we should give this guy a follow.
Absolutely. Yeah,
look at that Mr. Fuji, man. That Mr. Fuji is beautiful. I really wish we would get a Mr. Fuji, man.
Yeah. I'm going to run through the pictures for you and you can just like talk about it. But yeah. Oh my God. Look at the paint on the eyes.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
So on the screen I have a Mr. Fuji custom that is positioned with Demolition Elites. And this doesn't only look great, but it looks like it was like factory made. Very, very well done on this one.
1000%. Ooh. Yeah. And these Road Warriors here, he did these Road Warriors here with these, they're definitely, those are custom shoulder pads, correct? I mean, the yes. ones we got with Mattel are smaller. These are a little bit larger. They got the metallic spikes, got the real chain on them with the blue straps. Man, these look really good, man.
Now this is just me going from memory, but do you know what this is?
The WCW Nintendo game.
Yep, it's the cover for the WCW Nintendo game. So yeah. Cool, so cool, man. And recreated the pose, like animal down and hawk over him, like. You know, he's got the fists in it, for the hands, but it's kind of like he's putting his hands on the shoulders. Just looks really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And, oof, man, this, they like, look, I love Power Town. Don't get me wrong. I like that Stan Hansen, but it was just a straight face Stan Hansen. It's, I don't remember Stan Hansen ever being straight face. Like, yeah, I need like a snarl or a yell. And this custom here with, what's his name again? 3XR looks beautiful. 3XR,
yeah, it looks great, but like it's the craziest part about this custom to me is that it's a basic. It's modern.
Oh, damn. All right.
You know, like it's not common for a customizer to go basic on a custom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Psicosis right here, WCW Psicosis with a molded mask. It looks this literally looks so legit, like this was factory made. The black and white gear, the tattoos, awesome. This is I would love a Psicosis.
Fuck yeah. Maybe we'll get it. Oh, and then we got the Galoob gear Sting.
Yeah.
With the teal tights and the pink and black makeup and the blonde crew cut. Yeah, man, this is like, I wish we would have got this from Mattel for sure.
Yeah, they nailed this. He nailed this. It literally is the Galoob in elite form. It looks excellent. Honestly, he could have done without, for me personally, he could have done without like rising the tights up that high.
Yeah,
but I mean, Sting did wear high tights, But yeah. I mean, this figure is incredible. I wish this was in my collection. Wish it was in my collection.
Oh, look at that. The Brooklyn Brawler. See, that's another figure I wish we would have gotten. He's got the
cigar in his mouth.
The cigar in the mouth, the elbow pads, the ripped up shirt. Man.
So good.
Give us a Brooklyn Brawler.
This was one of my favorites.
I was just going to say it's my favorite one. This Ahmed Johnson that he did here. He's got the Ahmed Johnson with the thigh pads, the knee pads, and he's got that gold, the gold strap intercontinental belt that he got from Goldust. Man, so this is a beautiful figure.
The nose Band-Aid. Oh, man. He nailed this one. This is so good.
Oh, man. We need an Ahmed.
Right here, we got Big Papa Pump and that buff, the stuff you were talking about. Red tights, buff. He's absolutely jacked. Steiner is an elite. Buff is an ultimate. He's doing that double buy. He's got the tattoo. He's got the buff hat, the chain, the glasses. The sculpting on the head is actually really good. I don't know what he used for that head and how he sculpted it, but it looks great.
I think a lot of the heads he gets are from Tom Veg. Tom Veg or Veg. Yeah. I don't know how to say his name, but he's a pretty popular sculptor, digital sculptor in the customizer game.
And last but not least.
Oh, the Will Ospreay. Yeah, this is beautiful. This is what's this Rev Pro belt on?
The JB Toys Rev Pro designed belt right there. Shout out.
Oh, I forgot about that. JB Toys. Man, it's wild to see JB Toys, like all these belts he's designed, like on TV on all these popular wrestlers. Like, it's really fucking cool to see.
Yeah,
shout out to JB.
Good for him, man. Good for JB. But yeah, a lot of color in this one, red, white, and blue, a lot of detail. The head's really good.
Perfect.
Yeah, he does such a great job on these customs. So give him a follow at 3XR Studio. On Instagram. I'm not sure. I think he is on X, and I think it is the same handle on there. So
yeah, we'll check that out. We'll post it to our socials.
Yeah. So now we're going to move on to our Q&A segment of the week. We had a lot of fun last week, but like I said, you answered your question and I never answered it. And I don't think you answered my question, which is what we should do. Both answer each other's question.
Definitely. So
this week, I am going to hand it off to you. I will let you start off. I have your question all queued up right here. I'm going to throw it on the screen for you.
Yeah, this is from TWE.universe. He said, what's your significant other's relationship with your collecting? Love it, hate it. I touched on this a little bit on the pilot episode. My wife, well, then she was my girlfriend. We got our first apartment together, and she found some of my old Hasbros, and I had been out of the collecting game for a long time. She found them, displayed them, and then I took off like a rocket, and I was back in the collecting. And at first, she wasn't thrilled with it. You know, it's like, oh, all right, wow, you're buying a lot of figures. And we lived in a little apartment, you know, and then it was just like, you know, all right, like, you know, we can't really have anywhere to display these. Like, once we got the house, it was just understood that the basement was mine and I'm just going to load it up with figures. And she's very supportive of it. She likes the figure hunting that we do together. She thinks they're cool. Like, you know, she's a very good sport about it. And I think that she just sees that it means a lot to me and she likes to see me happy about it. And she's supportive of it. And I think that's what a significant other should do, you know. Shouldn't you know, like, oh, why you collect all these fucking figures and you should sell your collection. Like, I hear those stories from people and I mean, I feel so bad. Like, I'm so fortunate and lucky to have such an amazing wife that's, you know, so thoughtful and like supportive of my figure habit, which is pretty extensive. What about you?
Absolutely. And shout out to Claudia. We love Claudia. She's awesome.
The best.
Absolutely the best. So what is my significant other relationship with my collecting? So I don't have like a quote unquote girlfriend. You know, I have a girl that I'm dating right now. I've had girlfriends in the past and I'm always very open about my collecting. You know, like once I realize like, okay, this is somebody that I want to pursue and continue to hang out with, I'll show it to you. And it's not that I'm hiding it. It's just like, this is such a big part of me. You know, this is like, something that, like, you know, I have to make sure that I'm ready to let you in to my world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've never had a girl that I've shown have a negative reaction to it. I hear the same stories you're talking about, these horror stories of, like, you know, people who end up getting divorces because they start collecting, or people who have girls say rude or mean things to them. I've never had this. I've always had people who are very supportive. I, you know, a past girlfriend, she used to love going on hunts with me, and she would literally get so fucking excited when we would find what we were looking for, because, like, there is, as she understood, she was like, I understand the thrill of the hunt. Like, I get it. Like, and she didn't care about these, like, wrestlers necessarily. She, you know, but, like, she knew, like, all right, we're looking for this. But when you finally find it, she understood, like, how cool that is and how exciting that is. I've had girls who were like, oh, like, it's like, one girl is something I never thought about recently. She was like, I'm so, like, it's so cool to me that you have these from your childhood. She's like, I don't have anything from my childhood. And I, like, I kind of wish I did now that I see this and I see how much it means to you and how much it brings you back to this nostalgia. She's like, I think it's awesome. I've had girls who were like, you know, not, I don't want to say turned on by it, but they were like turned on by the fact that, like, I have no issues committing to something. I literally had someone say, she was like, it's hot that, like, you can commit to something like this. Like,
I'm dying.
Like, she was like, at least I know you don't have, like, commitment issues. This is something you've loved your entire life. And I was like, yeah. The recent girl, like, I brought her down there and she was like, this is so cool. I think this is awesome. And she just, like, walked around, like, enamored, you know. Usually when I bring somebody down there and I show them everything, like, I do preface it. I'm like, listen, like, this is overwhelming. If you don't know what I'm about to show you, and then I take you into this thing, like, it's literally a museum. Like, yeah. And not everybody has a museum in their house. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I have to preface it. And I'm like, all right, like, this can be overwhelming, so I'm gonna slowly, like, ease you into it.
Yeah,
I've never had somebody have an issue, and if somebody does have an issue with your collecting, it's not the person for you if that's part of your life.
1,000%, and your room is overwhelming. Like, I've been in your room at least 10-15 times. I know what it's about. I've seen your videos. I've been in there a bunch of times, and it's still like, every time I walk in, I'm just like, holy fuck, look at this fucking room.
Dudes, like, I'm not excluded from that. There's times that I walk in there and I'm just like, man, like, this is mine. Like, this is so cool. Like, how fortunate am I? Like, and how lucky am I? And how, like, you know, like, that I like, you know, I had this vision since I was a kid that I was going to have this action figure, the wrestling action figure room. This was before the internet, like, in my mind, because I remember I went to somebody's house and they had in their room, they were older. They were, like, significantly older than me, like a grown up person. I think it was like a friend's brother or something. And he had these shelves in his room, and it was the entire, like, Playmates TMNT collection from his childhood. And he was like, I just love this. And I remember just put this, like, idea in my mind. I was like, I'm going to have all my Hasbros in it displayed when I'm older. And obviously there's way more than Hasbros, but, like, yeah, this is something I've wanted to do my entire life. And I've continued to imagine. I still do. I still think about when I'm going to build a new house and how I'm going to design the room. Now we are doing a podcast. Like, I want a whole pod corner of the room in there, like, you know, like a desk and, like, a backdrop, but we'll get there. But, sure. My question comes from my buddy, Philadelphia's own Miko XVX. He says, what is the most pathetic and embarrassing thing you've ever done to obtain a figure? So this is a story that I've told Joe. It's a story that I've kind of told on the Major podcast.
I know which one you're talking about.
So the reason I picked this is because you sent me your question. I was like, this kind of bounces off it, right? It involves a significant other. So when I first got into Mattel's, I was like, you know, I was really having to backpedal and pick up, you know, pay the late tax and get the old figures that I miss. And one of them that I really, really wanted was at the top of my list was that Elite, I don't remember the series, Zack Ryder, the one that came with the Internet Championship. Awesome figure. Needed it. I bought one, and the seller, like, you know, he definitely weaseled his way into this. It was complete, but you couldn't really see the title. The title was kind of, like, just, like, turned in the picture, not on the figure, on the ground or whatever. And it showed up, and this belt had literally black paint over the entire front faceplate of the Internet Championship. So I was like, fuck, I still got a good deal, whatever. Like, but I need a new belt. So I was constantly hunting these belts, constantly putting the notification on any time that an auction went up on eBay to go off on my phone. And it would go off, I would say like 15 minutes before. Yeah, it's 15 minutes before the end of the auction. And I remember I really wanted this belt. There was some kind of error in the listing and I needed it, right? I needed this belt. I knew I was going to get it for cheap. I had to have it. I forgot that it was going off. And on this fateful night that it went off, I was currently entangled in bed with my girlfriend at the time. And we were, you know, getting busy. And mid pump, my notification goes off. And I, because I would set a certain ringer for it, so I knew what the fuck it was. I was like, it's the rider belt. I literally never hopped off of anything so fast in my life. Hopped off onto my, and this is back, like I grabbed my phone and I'm sitting in my computer chair in the room, you know, whatever. And she's like, what the fuck's going on? I was like, oh, I gotta get this belt. And needless to say, she was not fucking happy. She was so pissed that I was like, you know, we were in the heat of the moment, man, you know, like it was getting passionate in there, but I needed this Zack Ryder belt. I had to have it to complete my figure. You know, she was a little reluctant to go back into the action, but
she went,
you
know, back.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, you know, my God.
I did the old big heel sweet talk, man. And we went, it didn't take long to get right back into the moment. But, the moral of the story is it worked and I did win the, Zack Ryder Internet Championship and I still have it and it's still on display. You know what? I think that's going to be a post this week. I'm going to take a picture of the Zack Ryder Elite with the belt, and we're going to post that on our social media because that's very significant to our show at this point now.
Yeah, that's a hell of a story, man. I can't believe she went. You got back into it, and she was like, "Okay, wow."
Hey, man, you know I'm a passionate guy. I'm easy to sway you, I guess. But
dude, I would have been like, "Hey, I got to take a piss real quick." Something.
No, I'm not that quick witted. I'm not a good liar. So, all right, I'm passing off to you. What's your most pathetic and embarrassing thing you've ever done to obtain a figure?
Yeah. Speaking of not being quick witted, it totally fucking blindsided me with this question, and I can't think of anything, man. Like this, I'm totally on the spot, and I can't think of anything. I wish you would have shared this with me, and I could have had time to think about it, but I got nothing.
Yeah dude, that's my fault. I was getting all the images ready for this. I totally did forget to give that to you. So that's my fault. We can do this as follow up next week.
You good for with that? Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I'm like that whole, I didn't like, hey, was half paying attention to the story. I'm like, what do I have here?
Yeah. So that was my question that I answered. So you guys, TWE Universe and Miko XVX, you guys are going to be getting Case Fresh podcast magnets in the mail. They're pretty sweet. I think, I don't know. I don't have one yet, but when I get one, I know it's going to be sweet. So that's the end of our Q&A. And really that's the end of our segments, but I want to do a little bit of roundup for this episode. Essentially I feel like we touched on everything in the follow-up, but what I really want to talk about is, if you guys are enjoying the show, please give us a review, 5-star review, say something, that kind of gives us a hint of who you are. Like, give us your handle in there so we know who it is that's leaving these reviews. That means a lot to us. Like, I love seeing the reviews, but when I don't know who the person is, it kind of, I'm like, oh man, I wish I knew who was posting this. Like, I would love to know. Sure. But also, so I'm shocked by this. So it's not much, but so we put up the videos from the last 2 weeks onto our YouTube, and they've each gotten like 35 views, which isn't a lot, but it's a lot considering the fact that neither of us have linked the video, have talked about the fact that the video is up there, have shown it, we've not promoted, not once, right? You have not told anybody about the video.
You didn't even tell me you posted them, motherfucker.
So I was shocked shocked to see that it actually got views, because I literally just put them up there just so we could have an archive. You know what I mean? I didn't put them up there really to promote the views of it, but hey, if people like them, we'll start plugging them and everything like that. And you can subscribe Case Fresh Pod on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, X. Can't say TikTok right now. Don't know what's going on with that. We literally did nothing and they took our TikTok away. I don't know if it got hacked, what, but we have to work on that. But so my socials are at Fig Heel on everything except for X. That'll be at The Fig Heel. You can pick up my books at Amazon.com or go to heelbooks.com. And yeah, I'm going to hand it over to Fig Vault. He's going to give you his socials. We're going to talk about that. And then we're going to send you guys on your merry old way.
You know, I'm the Fig Vault. I don't even know if I've said my name on here. I'm Joe, by the way. I feel like a douche just referring to myself as Fig Vault all the time.
No, you did.
Joe, aka Joey Figs, whatever. You can get my books nowhere because I don't have any books. But even, you know, you can follow me on Instagram, X, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, all at Fig Vault. And I want to give a shout out to my buddy Mike V at work. Big supporter of the podcast, gives me a lot of feedback, and he was kind of hating that I didn't give him a shout out. So there you go, Mikey.
Yeah, shout out Mike V. I've heard a lot about Mike V, so I appreciate you listening, man. He listened to both episodes. So he left a review too, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you. So that about wraps it up. We are going to put the seal back on the Case Fresh podcast. Until next week, I'm the Fig Heel. This is the Fig Vault, and we will see you on the next one. Thank you for joining us, guys. Peace.
Good night.